to Lesson 1, Legal Writing. What is Plain English? By Sofia Parastatidou. Solicitor and President of ILETA, the International Legal English Teachers Academy. When talking about plain English, there are two simple points to remember. Firstly, even senior and learned native speakers make mistakes. Secondly, think before you write or speak. Everything works better if you plan your speech, document or text before you start speaking or writing. So what is plain English? Well, it is not the cat sat on the mat. And it does not mean changing the meaning of your message. It is not an amateur's method of communication. In fact, plain English is not as easy as we would like to think. Plain English is English carefully written in a way that best serves the reader. The main aim is to transfer concepts and ideas with the greatest possible clarity. There are two questions to keep asking yourself when writing. First question, can the reader understand this? And the second question, if not, how can I help the reader understand this better? Remember to adjust your vocabulary and the complexity of your document or speech to suit the reader. In other words, you will need to make it client-focused. There are those that say that plain English or plain language is impossible for lawyers to use because the law deals with complicated ideas that require greater precision and technicality. Therefore, legal documents are by necessity complicated and long. In part, I agree. Yes, legal concepts do require great precision and technical language. However, by using some simple approaches, you can transform a complex wordy document into something that is easy to read, but which carries the same legal message. There are five key principles to keep in mind when you are writing with the aim of being understood. Rule number one, keep sentences short, 20 words or less. KISS, keep it simple, keep it short. Principle number two, do not use old-fashioned legal jargon, unless, of course, it is absolutely necessary. Point number three, use the active voice rather than the passive voice. Point number four, use bullet points to break the information into small, digestible segments. And finally, principle number five, write with verbs and not with nouns. This brings us to the end of our short introduction to what is plain English. I'd like to thank you for joining me today. My name is Sofia Parastatidou, and we'll see you next time for episode number 2.